Someone asked me a question regarding a situation at work. There was a non-Jew who was thinking of leaving his company to start another company, and he wants to ask some of the current employees to join him in his new company. So this one of the people that he's asking is a Jew. So let's make up names. So let's say Frank is planning on leaving his company. Frank's non-Jewish, and he wants to take Avram with him. He wants to ask Avram. Now, Avram, the Jew, apparently wrote something very negative and insulting about Frank. He posted it, I guess, on his WhatsApp status, and he erased it, but he posted it, and it clearly demonstrated that he is not a fan of Frank's and he will not work well with Frank, and it would be unwise for Frank to hire Avraham. So let's say there's another Jew. And the other Jew, he saw Avram's post. And the question is he obligated to tell Frank about this post to protect Frank, the non-Jew, from hiring Avram the Jew? Is it appropriate to do so? So the truth is, we know that the Torah says, Lo selech rachel b'amecha, that Lashon Hara is a Torah prohibition. But it doesn't mean you can't say anything negative about anyone, that you're allowed to share negative information based on the mitzvah of Lo samol al dam re'echa. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud-Dalet, says that the Torah says that if you have the ability to save someone, you don't save him, then you violate the prohibition of Lo samol al dam re'echa, not standing idly by the blood of your friend. If you can save your friend and you don't, you violate this prohibition. So sometimes there's a conflict between the prohibition of Lashon Hara and the prohibition of Lo samol al dam re'echa. And sometimes it's not merely permitted to say something negative about someone, but you're obligated to say something negative about someone to protect someone from the first person. But that's generally when both people are Jewish. Let's say you can't speak Lashon Hara about a technically speaking, the prohibition of Lashon Hara is about a Jew, technically speaking, and Lo samol al dam re'echa, technically speaking, is also dealing with a Jew. Here, you would be speaking about Lashon Hara that a Jew said to protect a non-Jew. So, should you do it? Should you not do it? So, I asked Rabbi Willig, and he said, definitely, you should tell the non-Jew. It's going to cause a tremendous chilul Hashem. I think that this is perhaps based on the idea that's found in the Gemara in Yoma Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Yoma Pei Vav Amud Aleph says that there's a mitzvah of V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. So it doesn't just simply mean that you should love Hashem, but it means Shiyehei Shem Shemayim Misaiv Al Yodecha. The name of Shema, the Shem Shemayim, the Shem Hashem, should be beloved through you. That if you're someone, says the Gemara, who learns and who's Meshameh, he's Talmidei Chachamim, and he's there serving Talmidei Chachamim, and he's treating other people pleasantly in business. So what do people say? They see that he's a Torah scholar. He learns Torah. He's a Jew. People say, Ashri Aviv Shalim Do Torah, Ashri Rabbi Shalim Do Torah. He says, ah, beautiful. His father should be happy that he taught him Torah. His Rebbe should be happy that he taught him Torah. Oy lehem lebriya shalim do Torah. Plodi shalim do Torah. Ro'u kama noim d'rachav, kama matukanim ma'asav. Person, woe to someone who doesn't learn Torah. And this person who learned Torah, who they taught him Torah, look how beautiful his deeds are, how refined his deeds are. It's a wonderful thing. However, someone who learns and he's meshamesh tamid chachamim, he serves tamid chachamim, but ain ma'aseh matov be'emunah, he doesn't engage in business faithfully. Ve'ein dibur b'nachzim b'briyos, he doesn't speak pleasantly with other people. What do other people say about him? Oy lo liflonu shelo Torah, oy lo la'avi shelo Torah, oy lo la'rabbi shelo Torah. Woe to the person who taught him Torah, woe to the father who taught him Torah, woe to the Rebbe who taught him Torah. And it gives not only the person a bad name, but it gives the Torah a bad name. So we should try to prevent Chilul Hashem. So if you have someone who you believe, a Jew, who might engage in bad behavior, let's see if he joins a partnership with a non-Jew, we should try to prevent that. And again, if the facts are thus or so such that this piece of information is clear, will clearly demonstrate that this person, this Jew does not like this non-Jew, and he won't treat him favorably, and he won't be a good business partner. So then it would be a Chil Hashem if he acts inappropriately, if the Jew acts inappropriately with the non-Jew, and therefore it's from a Chil Hashem standpoint, you should tell the non-Jew what, don't exaggerate, just tell the non-Jew what the Jew said or what he posted, and let the non-Jew make the decision so that it doesn't mount into something much worse when they become a partner and he acts inappropriately towards the non-Jew. So again, technically speaking, we can ask the question, this Lashon Hara may technically only apply to Jews, but Lo Sama Al Damriyacha may only apply to Jew, maybe, but at the very least, when there's a concern of Chil Hashem, then our job is to mitigate that Chil Hashem, and therefore, it would be permitted to tell the non-Jew what the Jew did if you believe that such information would be harmful towards the non-Jew.